My Little Pony might be opening some people's minds about what is acceptable in behavior for men and what it means to be a man, and whether or not being sensitive and being caring is part of being a man. Maybe those are like little seeds that are being planted into the world and into society that in years to come might make a difference somewhere.
You fucking asshole.
You little monkey.
You bastard.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Submarines out there ready to launch. Well, as captain, I must assume that our submarines could have been taken out by other Akulas. We can play these games all night, Mr. Hunter, but I don't have the luxury of your presumptions.
Sir.
Mr. Hunter, we have rules that are not open to interpretation, personal intuition, gut feelings, hairs on the back of your neck, little devils or angels sitting on your shoulders.
Captain.
We're all very well aware of what our orders are and what those orders mean. They come down from our commander-in-chief. They contain no ambiguity.
Captain.
Mr. Hunter, I've made the decision. I'm captain of this boat. Now shut the fuck up! Damn. Weapons, con.
Ship targeted to target package SLBM 64741/2.
This is the captain.
Captain, I cannot concur.
Repeat my command.
Sir, we don't know what this message means. Our target package could have changed.
You repeat this order, or I'll find somebody who will.
Hell no, you won't, sir.
You're relieved of your position. Cobb,
Remove Mr. Hunter from the control room. Get Lieutenant Zimmern here right now.
No, sir. I do not concur, and I do not recognize your authority to relieve me under command under Navy regulations.
Cobb, arrest this man and get him out of here.
Under operating procedures governing the release of nuclear weapons, we cannot launch our missiles unless both you and I agree.
Cobb, what are you waiting for?
Sir, this is expressly why your command must be repeated. It requires my assent. I do not give it. And furthermore, you continue upon this course and insist upon this launch without confirming this message first. I will be
forced to act
by the rules of precedence.
Captain, commanding officer. I order you to place the XO under arrest on the charge of mutiny. Cobb!
Captain, please, the XO is right. We can't launch unless he concurs.
To the USS Alabama. Rebel-controlled missiles being fueled. Launch codes compromised. Dissonance. Threaten launch at continental United States. Set DEFCON 2. Immediately launch 10 Trident missile sorties. They're fueling their missiles! We don't have time to fuck around!
Sir, I think you need time to think this over.
I don't have to think this over!
Captain, I relieve you of your command of this ship.
T-minus 90 seconds and counting. Less than 2 minutes away from the launch of STS-26 and its crew of five. And we have heard that the clock will hold at 31 seconds. And we are anticipating the clock will hold at T-minus 31 seconds due to a failure. We have not heard what that is, John.
It's going down.
Good news, they're going to stop it at 31 seconds. Jeff, that's correct. The words I heard were a counter pressure rate of change.
50 seconds and counting. We're going to clear the air and proceed. And a concurrence from the launch director to proceed.
And if we clear, we will not stop at 31. Is that true?
We will not stop at
31. We're going to have to stop by.
T-minus 31 seconds. We have a go for auto sequence start. Discovery's four redundant computers have assumed. T-minus 23 seconds and counting. The SRB nozzle profile. T-minus 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. We're go for main engine start. 7, 6, start, 3, 2, 1, 0, liftoff, Americans return to space as Discovery clears the tower.
Roger, roll, Discovery. Our confirmed roll program, Houston, now controlling. 3, 104%.
One order, please. One order, please. Hello? I wasn't ready. I wasn't going to hold, motherfucker. Mm-hmm.
calling your friendly and fresh King Supers, located at 9th and Downing. For the bakery, please press 1. For adults, press 2. For the floral department, press 3. For meat and seafood, please press 4. To reach the pharmacy, press 5. For... One moment, please.
Ah, it's left. Yeah, I need to talk to the fish machine.
You mean the seafood department?
The fish machine.
Just one moment.
Okay.
This is Maggie. How can I help you?
Is this the fish machine?
It is.
Oh, hi.
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 You're looking for salmon?
Uh-huh. Preferably vegetarian salmon.
Okay, we'll have that all ready for you. Thank you.
What do you mean? No. Oh, what a C word. Damn it. I was just being nice saying hi. What? I try to be nice now and say hi, like to the girls and stuff. Like, you just want to get in my pants and fuck me. That's what I think. Yeah, I need to talk to seafood now.
Sure, one moment.
Shut up, Levels, bitch. Yeah, you have apartments for rent still?
We have one on the 14th floor.
Is it on the is it in the back?
No, it's facing north, actually.
Oh, it's in the front somewhere?
Facing north, uh-huh.
Is it the display model?
No, it's a different layout.
Oh, good. That's nice. And how many toilets in it, bathrooms?
How many what?
How many toilet machine?
Just
one toilet machine?
Yes.
Okay, and it's a nice toilet?
Sure, yes.
Okay, you can sit on it and everything and push out your bowel movement and everything and urinate?
Yes, I'm sure, yeah.
Okay, and you put the toilet paper in there after you've done, you wipe your...
I'm sure you do, yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah, I'm busy, actually, so I'm going
to... How much urine does it hold? Oh, important questions.
Emergency such as a death or
something. La Ascension. Middle finger is extended at my computer monitor now for some reason. I wonder why. This foo?
I'm sorry?
I want to make an order for foo.
Okay. What can I get for you?
One foo.
With what kind of protein?
Foo. You know that one? The foo? How you say it?
The foo, yes.
How?
Foo, yes.
Foo?
Foo.
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 Foo?
Yes.
That one. One, okay.
Okay.
All right. One meat.
Do you want rare beef or brisket? Or both?
Oh, just the meat. Just regular meat.
Okay.
Put it in there, yeah. Yeah, put the meat in the foo. Can you describe how the foo is, the foo?
It's got a lot of spices in it, like cinnamon, cardamom, coriander, nutmeg. Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, how long does it take a shit after you eat that?
It's a joke.
No, how long does it take usually to have a bowel movement? Does it have a lot of broth?
Yeah.
So it goes fast. You know how coffee, when you drink coffee in the morning and then you have to take
a
shit in the toilet really quick right after?
I don't know. I don't drink coffee.
What do you drink, foo?
No, I just don't drink caffeine.
Do you have foo in the morning, though?
No.
No? Is that a thing? You have foo in the morning?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people have it for hangovers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. My uncle had it in Vietnam. He said he had a full and then fuck, he said he would do.
Okay.
Yeah, he said he would have a bowl of full while he was porking his Vietnamese hooker. Like, he'd be on top of her, like, and he would hold the bowl with both hands and he'd take big sips out of it, he said. It was like, okay. It's like a hot soup, and it would get all over her breast and stuff. And she liked it, though. She liked the hot feeling of it. She said it was good for her hangovers. And then she moved to the United States, and she moved to Denver. And she got a job at this place called Fu on 6th Street, 6th Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And she answers the phone there.
Yeah. What is this?
Huh? I'm a pervert. I'm perverted. I'm perverted.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a...
So you want
I do. I'm just perverted. Maybe you should wait for me to get there so I can see how it's made, you know?
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. And you sound like you have sexy body, sexy hair.
Sure.
Okay. I'm perverted. I'm a friend of the business, and I'm perverted.
Okay.
I'm a friend of you guys. You guys... You guys know me, and I'm perverted.
All right, then.
I'm sure you have a pretty good idea who I am, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm perverted. I'll let you know. When I come in next time, I'll be like, I'm the pervert, like that. And I go, shh.
All right, then.
All right. All right. I'm tired of this. Minutes. So, all right? Don't make it. Don't make it, please. Don't make it, all right? Okay. All right. Bye. Stupid fucking call. Fool. Fuck it. Fool. Fuck it.
Thank you for calling Chase Firehouse Square. This is Aaron.
Is this Sexy Bank?
I'm sorry?
Is this Sexy Bank?
This is Chase Bank.
Sexy. It's sexy though, right?
Chase Bank.
Yeah, but it's really sexy in there. It looks nice and sexy. Sexy girls with the money and tellers.
What can I do for you today?
I wanted to open an account. Do you handle that? Are you an account opener?
I am an account opener.
Yeah, because you're like a man. So usually you sit there in your suit and glasses and you sit at a desk. And then the sexy women just handle the cash, right? And the deposits and stuff.
Not necessarily. I don't know if this call is appropriate. If you're thinking about opening an account,
can't. The best option. You know, there's rules about discriminating against someone who's trying to open an account. You know that, right? I know my rights.
Definitely not discriminating.
Well, if you'd like,
if
you're telling me you're not gonna open the account with me, then I'm gonna say that's discrimination.
Absolutely not.
Okay, good.
I was gonna invite you in to sit down and discuss different account
options. I think that's. Sir, that's inappropriate.
Not to open an account, you do have to come into a
you location. You just need a signature. That's it. I can do everything else over the phone or online.
I'm not able to open accounts over the phone. You do have options to open them online.
Yeah, all right. But for you to come there and invite me, it sounds very quid pro quo, you know? And I'm not into those backdoor shenanigans. Maybe I've been curious a few times, but I would never do it. I would never go through with it.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe this isn't the bank for me. If you're going to do business like that, where you're telling me to come in and, you know, kind of like scratch your back and you'll scratch mine kind of thing, you know.
Not at all.
That's like what you just said. You invited me to come in, and you like made an innuendo. You did. You
not
winked.
Not in the regard that you placed it to. So, if you like,
sir, look at your body language right now. Look at how your body language is.
You can see me right now.
I have a camera phone.
Okay. Well,
your phone doesn't have camera on it.
It does not.
Well, I have a camera phone. They all come with camera now. Sometimes I have two: one in the front, one in the back.
Like I said, if you'd like to stop by this location, discuss accounts, that'd be
Like I said. That's how you said it. Like I said.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
You shake your head left and right a little bit. Like I said. Like I said.
Do you have any questions that I can answer for you or anything that I can do for you today?
Is there a man I can talk to?
It depends on what you need to speak to them about.
I'm making a complaint about a lady that I'm talking to right now.
Okay.
That works.
What kind of complaint?
Making sexual innuendos, discriminating about opening my account with them.
Okay, so this is not an appropriate phone call.
Well, you're rolling your eyes and everything at me. I see what you're doing. You just rolled your eyes.
Okay. If you would like to stop by any Chase location, discuss opening an account, we'd be more than happy to help you out with that.
Okay, I'll go to the straight one. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Selection from the following choices, or stay on the line and your call will automatically transfer to our customer service desk. Please listen to the options as our menu has changed. For store hours and location information, press 1. For our bakery, press 2. For our deli, press 3. For our floral department, press 4. For our pharmacy, press... One moment, please.
Place on Earth just got happier. That's right, the Disneyland Resort. Home to Disneyland Park and Disney California Adventure Park now feature exciting attractions and entertainment like Cars Land or the Enchanting Fantasy Fair. Be sure to buy your Disneyland Resort tickets at the gift card mall so you can bypass the ticket booths and go straight to the gate. So buy now and get your smile on because your ticket to happiness starts right here. See ticket for details and restrictions.
My name is Carlito, and I do the best prank calls in the world. Several people try to be like me and imitate me and steal my people away, but they always fail for the last 9 years. Yeah. Hello.
Hello, how are you, sir?
I don't know. How are you?
Doing well. What can I do for you?
Then I'm doing well, too. Are you in the floral department?
I actually am the main desk, but I can also cover floral.
You're pretty effeminate, then?
No, I just have covered the department before.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's unfortunate. Is there a woman I can talk to about flower arrangements? Proper ones?
Yes, sir. Give me a moment.
Thank you. There, I love holding.
So if I can get information, she's on lunch. I'll have you call right. I'll have her call you right back.
Where's she at lunch? In the break room?
She's out of the store.
Oh, is there any restaurants by there? Do you think she went to the Chase Bank? I just talked to them.
Or sure, I know she went to lunch. I don't know if she's not in the building. That's all I know, unfortunately.
Maybe. Do you know Full on 6? Do you know that place?
Yes.
Have you been there before?
Yes, sir. What can I do for you exactly?
Well, maybe we can go to Full and see if she's there. You didn't hang it up right. I'll hang it up for you. Jeez. Dummy. I finished chapter one of my prank call book. I'm excited about it. You guys watch out for that in next coming years. Hey, is this Greek?
Yeah, it's like a Greek Middle Eastern restaurant.
I'm Turkish.
Okay, well, yeah, there's a lot of that kind of style food.
Yeah, Turkish and Greek together?
Yeah, a lot of, like, there's a lot of, like, Persian influences. So.
That's disgusting, people. Like, it's all, you describe me like the most disgusting people in the world. Turkish, Greek, and Iranian. Persian.
No. Don't know what
to say. Are you African-American, or what are you?
No, I'm not.
Are you Asian? Oh, you sound Asian.
All right, you going to place an order, or what
are you,
can I do for you?
Are you an Asian, Oriental? What are you?
I'm not Asian either.
where are you from, buddy?
I'm from Colorado.
Okay. All right, you must be... All right, that's nice. You want to be my little chicken?
I like where this is going. So
come on, you want... Later. No, look, it's not anything bad.
It's not anything bad.
Echo. Stupid prank call. Sounds like a fight scene on the original Star Trek. Or just like a documentary showing dinosaurs fighting, animated dinosaurs fighting. The Stegosaurus uses his spiny tail. Good. You have rugs there?
We have lots of rugs here.
Yeah. Do you get to lay them all out and everything?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I like to touch and kiss them, lick them a little bit, lay down on them, you know, on the floor. Which are they all a good size to wrap up people in?
Who's this?
Eddie
who?
Cross. Are they a good size? Are they a good size?
Wrap people up in our rugs for sure.
Yeah. Could I have? Because I have a broken ankle. Can you lay down just so I can see how you look? Lay down on the carpet on the Oriental rug.
No, you can lay down on it.
I can't. I have a broken ankle. I can't get down on the ground like that.
Yeah, I got a bad back.
But that's good for you. The floor is good for a bad back. It is.
Hey, Eddie, can I help you, man?
Yeah, I want to look at some rugs, but I need someone to lay down on them.
Yeah, come on in. I'll get one of my guys to lay down.
Okay, and then I'll wrap them up in it.
Perfect.
Okay, and then I'm going to pick them up. I'm going to drag them out to my SUV, and then I use baseball bats, and I hit the sides of the rug, all the sides of it, and then I'll drive out to a bridge, and I'll throw them off the bridge into the river. Okay?
Awesome,
that's okay?
That's great.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, when you coming in?
Labia.
Yeah?
Do you know what labia is?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, which is your favorite, the inside or outside labia?
Are you going to come by the store? No?
Yeah, but what's your
favorite? I'll put you on the calendar so we know when to expect you.
I'll come in tomorrow. What's your favorite labia, though, the inside or the outside one? The inside one is my favorite.
I don't know if I have a favorite.
Oh, okay. Well, you like to, you know how you go down, you kiss first around, and you blow gently? Am I teaching you all new stuff? Is this what you do?
No, you're hilarious. Hey, I'm kind of busy, though, so if you're coming in tomorrow, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, honey.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye. Eddie Cross. See ya. Yeah, I tried calling you once and it went to voicemail.
Yes, I know, and I'm sorry.
Oh, what are you?
I think that I hit a button on it when I picked it up.
Oh, it's a good thing I called again just in case, huh?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. I got my penis out. I saw that you have an apartment that you're renting.
What?
I saw that you have an apartment that you're renting.
Yes.
Okay. Does that include utilities at all?
No.
Okay. About how much is the electricity average, like a month? Do you know at all?
It is about 100, right around 100, 120, and if it's extreme cold or heat, it's gonna go higher or low.
You got central AC or in the windows?
Yeah.
Central. Yes. All right, so I can take my penis out and dry it and everything in the cold air.
Okay, we're all done talking.
No. I was just, come on. I'm sorry. Okay.
Holy shit. Automatic.
There's really an Eddie Cross who is a member of parliament in Zimbabwe. Wow. Who knew there'd be a Zimbabwean with that name, let alone a member of parliament? Gonna have to track that guy down, huh? He's married with two children and four thoroughbred champion horses. What are the chances, huh? Awesome. That is hilarious. All right. You have the devil car?
The what?
You have a 93 Cadillac Devil for sale?
Devil.
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 Yeah, 93 Cadillac Devil car. Beige with tan interior. And it has AC. Is it good AC?
Yes.
Good, all right. And how long you had the car? What can you tell me? Is it a good running car?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's good. And it has the devil in it?
It's a DeVille base model.
Yeah, so it's based on the devil? It has the devil engine and all that?
4.9.
4.9 devil engine? Good.
Standard engine.
Nice and evil, huh? Like you drive down, does black smoke come out of the back of it?
No.
Flies come out of it?
Oh,
flies come out of the tailpipe and everything?
Oh.
No? It's not a satanic car that the devil drives?
No.
Oh, because I'm looking for like a devil, like a satanic devil-worshipping car. That I can drive around, and I want to drive off of a bridge with it for the devil. I want to look for a car to drive off a bridge for the devil. I want to be like, I'm for the devil. Yeah. Does this say Cadillac DeVille on it anywhere? Does it say it?
Yeah, it's on the car.
Yeah, so I can scratch off the L and the E at the end, right? And make it a Cadillac Devil.
Good.
And I'll drive it through church.
You could?
Yeah. I'll drive it to church, and I'll play like this devil music really loud, and I'll be like, I'm Enoch, like that. And I'll give candy and satanic Bibles to the kids that come out of the church. I'll be like, hey little kid, look, this is the Satan Bible. It's much more fun. You get to fuck in it and everything. You have fucking in the woods. And you get to worship fire. You worship fire.
Everybody's got their own little thing. Right?
All right, motherfucker. That's great. Well,
thank you for calling.
All right, motherfucker. I want you to remember Tennessee is a red state, all right?
Whatever.
Red for the devil, motherfucker.
You too.
Bye. Me too. Put a skeleton in there, like a fake skeleton that you have in biology class. What do they make the teeth out of? I used to hear like baby horse teeth. I used to hear there were real teeth that are on those skeleton models. They're not fake. They're real teeth. They're enamel and shit. I never quite understood where they come from.
You have reached the voicemail box of 865.
Of bullshit.
Message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options.
I am the double.
To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message sent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
No music on that. That's still fun. I am the devil. This guy doesn't know how to spell Bermuda. It says have Bermuda hay for sale. Bermuta. I'm pretty sure he meant to say like Bermuda. Like Bermuda grass, Bermuda hay. Yeah, let's burn some bales of hay. $4 a bale. I'd buy a few bales of hay for $4 each. That's a pretty good price, motherfucker. You have some Bermuda hay?
Yes, I do.
And it's $4 a bale. How big the bale?
They'll probably weigh 50, 60 pounds.
Oh, that's pretty big. All right. Yeah, because I want to build a big fire for Satan in the fields. We're going to have a satanic thing. We're going to build a big bonfire in the middle, and we're all going to dance around it naked, like, Hail Satan, you know? How long?
It's awfully expensive. It's awfully expensive. Hay to burn up on, you think?
Well, no, it's just $4 each. How long do you think a bale of hay will burn for?
I don't know. Really never did set one on fire.
You think maybe like 5 minutes for a bale? That might be right?
Oh, yeah, 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, how much gasoline you think I should use for each bale? Like a few.
Well, you wouldn't have to use none.
Yeah, you think it'll just go up like a tinderbox, right?
Yep, it's pretty dry. It has to be dry to bale it.
How many bales can I get? How many do you have available? A lot or just a few?
Oh, I've got, let's see, 140.
Wow.
About probably 200 right now. Pretty soon I'll mow it again.
All right, so let's say I want 50 of them. Can you cut me a deal off the $4 a bale?
No deal.
$4. $4. $4 each solid?
Mm-hmm.
I command you to give it to me for $175.
Kiss my eyes.
Motherfucker.
He's like, fuck you, Satan, motherfucker. Kiss my ass. Kiss my ass, Satan worshiper motherfucker. You done turn into a demon right on the phone, Ma.
Now what?
I see. Come on, I'm sorry. I lost my temper. I'm sorry.
I don't deal with people that lose their tempers.
All right, so $200 solid for 50 bales.
Right.
You think this will fit in a U-Haul truck?
Well, a trailer load is about 90 bales. Yeah, if you've got a pretty good-sized U-Haul truck.
Yeah, all right. And the rest of them I can maybe put on top of my car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. And, all right, so, wow, it's going to be like a really long, big fire for Satan. We're going to call down Satan to come from the ground, you know, to take possession.
No, I ain't interested in all that.
Well, no, you just have to sell me the hay. I'm going to burn it for Satan, for the Dark Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll sell it to anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm, yeah, even to me, the Dark Lord of Satan. Yes.
I don't care what you do with it.
I am Satan. I will burn it. Yes. I'm going to burn it in a field.
Oh, don't start that bullshit with me.
Yeah, Satan will burn this world. Oh.
Don't you start that shit with me.
Let me go. This is not your domain. In the sky, a bird was heard to cry.
Don't you say that shit to me, motherfucker. You devil motherfucker.
Harken to the barking of the dog fox, gone to ground. See the splashing of the kingfisher, flashing to the water. And a river of green is sliding unseen beneath the trees. Laughing as it passes through the endless summer, making for the sea.
Aloha, you have reached St. Teresa.
Aloha.
I lay it down. All around me, golden sunflakes settle on the ground. Basking in the sunshine of a bygone afternoon. Sounds of yesterday into this city room. Hear the larkin, harken to the barking of the dog fox, gone to ground. See the splashing of the kingfisher, flashing to the water.
Aloha, you've reached the Pearl Catholic community. Unfortunately, we can't put the phone right now.
Fucking lazy Catholics, not answering the phone, motherfucker.
Making for the sea.
restrictions, YKK. We're not available
today. Fuck it. I tried, Ted Webb. I tried your request. Sorry. Mexico.
Thanks for calling number 77 News. This is Ann Trujillo. Our switchboard is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. If you're calling to get the latest programming information, press 1. If you have a news tip or wish to speak to someone in our news department, press 2. If you wish, please wait.
Yeah, I have a really big headache.
Okay.
Can you please turn it down?
Turn what down?
The channel, the TV channel. Can you please turn it down?
What are you talking about, sir?
The ABC Channel 7, can you please turn it down? I have a really bad headache, and it's like a migraine, and it's way too loud. The TV is way too loud.
Well, turn off your TV, sir.
I can't. I'm not allowed. There's no function on at all on the remote. I'm not able to do it.
You can unplug it then.
No, I can't. I'm wheelchair bound. I can't get back there.
We can't turn it down.
You can. Yeah, you can. I had them do this already once before last week. They turned.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Absolutely.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Uh-huh.
Are you actually yelling at me right now?
I command you to turn it down.
You command me to turn it down?
I command you.
Really?
I order you to turn it down in the name of the FCC.
You're ordering me in the name of the FCC to turn down our TV?
Oh, yes.
Do you really think that's going to work?
Of the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to do it.
You don't have the authority.
Yes, I do. I don't recognize I don't recognize your authority.
I work here. I control the volume.
I live here, and it's my brain.
Okay, goodbye.
Can I talk to Kenneth?
No, you can't talk to anybody.
I need to know goodbye. What the frequency is. Smart ass. Fucking liberal media channel.
Covering the ground. Basking in the sunshine of a bygone afternoon, bringing sounds of yesterday into my city room.
In the name of the Food and Drug Administration and the FCC, I command and I order. Yep, that's what I said.
See the splashing of the kingfisher flashing to the water.
What the hell are these guys talking about?
A river of green is sliding unseen beneath the trees.
Fucking hippies.
Laughing as it passes through the endless summer, making for the sea.
Good afternoon, Rickenbach Cadillac Bravo.
Hey, how you doing, boy?
Fine, thank you. What can I do for you?
I need to talk to a man about buying a car.
What kind of car are you interested in?
A car machine.
Sir, do you want Cadillac, Volvo, pre-owned sales, new?
Volvo? Volvo?
New Volvo?
Volvo or a Labia?
I'm sorry?
Either a Volvo or a Labia.
Just one second. I will page Volvo sales for you.
Thank you.
Do you want a new one?
Yeah, and it has to be. Make sure it's a man that I deal with.
Just a moment.
Like a white man. She understood labia. She understood Leanne. I'm pretty sure she understood Volvo, too.
Yep.
Hello?
Hello?
Why did you say good like that? What happened?
Pardon me?
You just said good like that. What happened?
Must be your connection.
No, like you picked up when you went good and you stayed quiet for like 3 seconds. What happened? You get nervous?
No, I didn't know there was a problem on your end.
Oh, are you a salesman?
Yes.
Asshole salesman, yeah. So I'm looking at the Volvas here. The car machines. The new ones, right? Do you get a commission for those things when you buy them? Do you get a commission, motherfucker? Oh no, he said MFR. Oh no, dear. My pussy lips.
Good afternoon, Rick by Cadillac Bobo.
Cadillac sales, please.
Just a new Cadillac sales?
Yeah.
Thank you. Just a moment, please.
Volvo.
I'm sorry, Cadillac or Volvo?
Hello? What did she do? She heard me say Volvo. Question me. And then just transfer me in. What's up, Ted Webb? What's up, buddy?
Thank you for calling. This is Ryan at Cadillac Sales.
Hey, boy. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. What was your name?
My name is Ryan.
All right, boy. That sounds good. What time are you guys open there in the showroom doing those things? Those car machines.
We're open till 7 tonight.
Okay. Sounds good. And to test drive a new Cadillac machine, do you have the Cadillac Devil, first of all?
The Cadillac what?
The devil.
They don't make them new anymore. We have some used ones upstairs, I'm sure.
Oh no, I want new all the way. Well, some other kind of Cadillac, like an SUV or a mid-range motherfucker, you know?
Yeah.
What do I need in order to test drive? I just need insurance, driver's license. What do I need? My glasses.
Insurance, driver's license, and
pants.
Pants would be good.
Yeah, glasses too, condoms.
Glasses if you can't see.
Okay, and can I bring a baseball bat with me?
I wouldn't advise it, but you're more than welcome to.
Okay, why wouldn't you advise it? What could happen?
Well, I don't know. What you going to use a baseball bat for?
It's just in case I feel like swinging it around the car.
I wouldn't advise that either unless you got good insurance that you're going to cover it.
Well, if it gets messed up, obviously the car is inferior. I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to buy a car that you just, you know, swing a baseball bat at and things happen to.
Well, it would only do something to it if you actually struck it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, there's lemon laws in this state anyway. I hope you know.
I do know that.
Yeah. All right. So if I start swinging the bat and let's say it dents the hood or breaks a window or damages a tire or something, that's the car should not have done that. It's not supposed to do that.
Well, if you strike it, it's going to be responsible for you since you're the one who swung the baseball bat.
Well, you're telling me I have to have good insurance, but insurance isn't going to cover that because it's not an accident. It was on purpose.
That's a good point. You're still going to be responsible.
So it's your insurance then?
No. We'll call the police if that's the case.
Well, I'll just leave. I'll deny it anyway.
But if you take it on a test drive, then I'll already have your insurance and driver's license.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that I damaged the car. You can't prove that.
Yeah. I guess we could see.
But I can drive how far can I drive the car? Can I drive the car out to, like, Boulder?
No.
How far can I go?
A couple miles.
Like, maybe out to Boulder, and then we'll get out, and we'll switch positions, and I'll I'll break some of the windows on the car and dent it up a little bit.
I'd rather you did it.
Okay. Can you demonstrate for me how you change a tire on the car?
Nope, I'm not going to do that either. I can show you where everything is.
You're supposed to show me everything.
I'll show you how it all works.
Yeah, show me how the jack works and how the car goes up and how you take the lug nuts off and take the wheel down and then put a donut on it. You could teach me all that. Yeah, you can. And then you bring the jack down. Mm-hmm. And then we'll test drive with the donut on it so I see how good it drives with the spare tires on.
Most of them don't even come with spare tires anymore.
Well, what am I supposed to do then? I have to buy an extra tire?
You have roadside assistance for 6 years or 70,000 miles.
No, I need a tire. I need a tire. Because sometimes I go to the ghetto to buy drugs and stuff like that. And you can't call AAA out there.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. You could.
Yeah, or I'll be with like a hooker or something.
That could be as well.
Yeah. Will you guys do something if I get like a hooker in the car and it gets damaged, that I need to get the tire fixed or whatever it is, roadside assistance?
I mean, as far as once you buy the car?
Yeah.
Roadside assistance, I don't know what they'd do.
Yeah. Do you think they'd tell my wife if they saw that I had like a hooker in there?
Probably not.
I hope not. Yeah. All right. So what, I'm going to come down there in my baseball bat, buddy. You want a coffee or something?
No, I'm good.
All right. Do you like Chipotle?
I do like Chipotle.
You want a burrito bowl?
Sure. Why not?
All right. I'll get you a burrito. What do you like? Carnitas, a chicken, steak? What do you like?
We'll go with chicken.
All right. What do you like? Guac? What do you like?
No, nothing else.
Nothing else? Okay. All right, buddy.
All right, man.
All right. Love you. See you later, buddy.
Later.
Stupid call. Stupid fucking call. Chipotle always gets them, man.
Oh,
Hey!
Hey!
How are you?
Yes. I'm good. You?
Good, yeah. We got a needed toilet fixed.
You're calling from Florida?
No, I'm calling from outside of... Well, I'm in Denver now. I'm staying at a hotel.
Okay. Where's your property that needs the toilet?
I don't know.
I'm in Vancouver, Canada.
I'm in Denver right now.
Yeah. Is your property in Vancouver?
Why are you in Vancouver?
Because that's where we are.
Well, it says Denver, Router, and Drain.
Okay, I think you dialed the wrong number.
No. This is what the internet, Google says.
I do apologize.
Well, you're stupid. Maybe that's what the problem is. Speaking of stupid, let's all listen to this song while I get some more water and take my pork roast out of the oven before it burns. Satan.
Including renewals, press 1. For librarian assistance, finding materials, and other information, press 2. For library hours. For new books, popular magazines, large print, and teen materials, press 1. For children's materials, including children's music and movies, and for information regarding children's programs, press 2. For movies, music, audiobooks, and information regarding Fresh City Life programs, press 3. For general research help and assistance,
I did not recognize that as a valid entry.
For new books, popular magazines, large...
Wait while I transfer your call.
Please wait, rude bitch.
Denver Public Library. Hello?
Hello? Oh, hey, how are you? How you doing?
Are you trying to call the...
The library machine.
You're trying to call the library machine?
Mm-hmm. That's you guys, right?
What can I help you with?
The bathrooms.
I don't understand what you're asking.
The men's room. I'm just calling to see what the action is like in the men's room today. The cruising.
I can't help you with that. I'm sorry. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Is there a man I can talk to?
No.
I'm looking for a title. It's a new. I'm looking for a title. It's a new release.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you need?
Okay.
The name?
What title?
It's
would be helpful.
It's, and I'm not sure how to spell it. It's called...
Okay, thank you.
Do you have... Okay, thank you. Come again.
For library account information, including renewals, press 1. For librarian assistance, finding materials, and other
I did not recognize that as a valid entry.
For library...
I did not recognize that as valid entry.
For library account information, including renewals, press 1. For new books, popular magazines.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Denver Public Library, Books and Borrowing, this is Shelley.
I'm calling to make an order.
Uh-huh, you just called a moment ago, didn't you?
No.
Okay, what can I help you with?
One books.
I'm sorry?
One books.
One books?
Mm-hmm. Yes, can I please reserve that one books?
What are you trying to reserve?
One books.
One books?
Yes,
is
plural.
Is that the title?
Yes.
Just a moment. No, let me... I don't see anything by that title. Do you know who the author is?
I don't. I have a few more, though, for the report. There is... Let me see. What is it called? Oh, I Fell Down the Stairs.
I
Nope, I don't have a title by that.
Okay. I gave myself this black eye.
Oh, I do have that one.
Okay.
Can I get your card number?
74279.
Our card numbers don't start that way.
B.
Do you have your card with you?
B.
I'm sorry?
B.
B as in boy?
Yeah.
That's not our card. Do you have a Denver Public Library card?
B as in spoon.
Yeah, that's not how our cards start. I'm sorry, I can't put the hold without...
Lord. But you do have it in. You do. What's it called? Who's the author for that one?
Let me check. Oh, wait. No, I don't see it.
Wait, I thought you said you had it.
No, I don't see it. So you lied. What is your card number, please?
You lied. You were dishonest to me.
Can I get your card number, please?
No.
All right. And then I can't help you. I'm sorry.
No, there is something. I can give you the card number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's NODADDY.
All right. I'm going to hang up now, and please stop calling.
I'm going to hang up now. I'm going. She didn't have that one. I was excited that they had. I gave myself this black eye. I'm not banning anybody levels. I'm presuming that's someone else because I'm not. I'm doing the show. I got someone right now is like, this so-and-so says you're banning them. So-and-so says you're banning them. Why are you banning them? Not me. I'm not banning anybody. Who cares anyway? Just listen. No one cares what you have to say. As I can tell, there are no bans in IRC, no new bans, since I started my broadcast. So I have no idea what you're talking about, gentlemen.
Hi, this is Sharon Jones. I'm not in right now, but if you leave me your name and number...
I got a vibrator in my ass, and I say I'm a bee, and I turn it on and run around the room. What?
Hello?
Hey, I called once, so you didn't pick up.
Hello, who is this?
It's Eddie. Eddie Cross, you have some stuff advertised you're trying to get rid of?
Well, no, I'm gonna have a yard sale tomorrow. No, I'm not advertising. Are you just talking about the yard sale?
Yeah, you have some stuff you're gonna be selling, right, honey baby? Huh? Oh man. I just got to stop saying honey baby because lately it's gone from women just laughing it off to just straight up immediate hangups. I mean, seriously, what is going on here? You get a black man in the White House and this shit starts happening. Mr. Smiling Creatures. an idiot. I'm so sorry, Cracker, that we got upset.
Hello?
Yeah, we got disconnected. I'm sorry. Was it because I said honey baby? I'm sorry. That was rude.
Well, I decided not to, you know, talk to you, so,
I just want to ask some questions about what you might have there, and then I'm sorry. I didn't, you know, my mom says I shouldn't say that anymore, that women don't like that anymore, to be called honey and baby and stuff, and you're right, I'm sorry, I should not say that.
So you can just come look at the stuff tomorrow when everybody else is there.
Oh, do you have anything that I can use to make whiskey or alcohol with?
No.
All right. Do you have
don't
any?
Don't count no more.
I have sexual organs. Don't count no more.
To an automatic voice message system 4237.
What's up to Zolar? Big Glenn Zolar. Yeah. Tuning in. Love you, man. 1 year anniversary. Well, 9 year anniversary for Zolar on the air coming up. I think like in a week or two. And then mine is the week after that. 1 year of Zolar. Well, I keep saying that. 9 years of Zolar on the air and 9 years of Carlito on the air. Exciting. We're going to have to do something for the 10-year anniversary, Zolar. Me, you, and KDK and Lego, that old crew. That'd be awesome to get us all together on a show together. Like where it first started, we'd have to have KDK, Zolar, me, Lego. I've tracked down Reckley. He never returns my calls. I've got his voicemail. I leave him voice. I say, hey, man, what's up? It's Carlito from back in the day. You know, we miss you. Maybe just, you know, just give me a call. Let me know how you're doing. That's all. You know, and he just never answers. I guess he's not interested. But yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm here. Don't worry, guys. I'm here. Just looking at some stuff. I'm picking a different spot for some numbers.
Calling FedEx Office, Office and Print Center. Please choose from the following options.
What?
For our fax number,
I wasn't paying attention.
Center hours or our web address to
I thought it was
try.
On hold. Oh, fuck it. I thought it was on hold. Whoops. Stupid. Back to Pink Floyd.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I need to speak to a customer who's there. She's on answering phone.
Okay, what is her name?
Katie.
She's a customer?
Uh-huh. Blonde hair, white girl, nice and sexy.
Is she by herself or?
I'm not sure.
Okay, let me go and look around, okay?
Okay, buddy.
Hello?
Yeah.
I went around several tables and nobody with a name here, sir.
Oh, did you look in the toilet?
Excuse me?
Did you look in the toilet?
I cannot go inside the bathroom.
Why not?
I cannot go in myself, sir.
Why not yourself?
I don't know what you mean, sir.
Then why can't you go to the toilet? Why can't you go to the toilet?
Because I am a man.
Okay, but you can go in the men's toilet and see.
Well, you say it's a lady.
Yeah, I know, but maybe she's in the man's toilet.
Los Barrios?
Hello.
There's nobody in the restroom, sir.
But you can't go to the girls' restroom, right?
I already sent somebody to check that, sir.
Oh, a girl you sent there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Did you check the kitchen?
Oh, sir, please. Are you playing around with me, sir?
No, you didn't check the kitchen?
Let me call the manager on duty. Okay, one sec.
Duty? What do you mean?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't call him a duty. That's mean. Did you go into the bathroom yourself? The men's room?
Yes, I did.
Did you? You didn't wash your hands? You went to the men's room. You didn't wash your hands? Disgusting.
Let me get my manager, okay?
Disgusting.
Let me call my manager, okay?
Okay, motherfucker. To Ken, teenagers in love. Yeah. Essay.
Hello.
Who's this?
May I help you?
Are you manager?
This is Deanna Barrios. How may I help you?
But are you manager?
Yes, I am.
Oh, but you're a woman.
Yes.
That's a problem, you know?
What can I help you with, sir?
Is there a man manager I can talk to?
No, sir, I'm the owner. Can I help you with something?
Oh, that explains everything, the bad service.
What can I help you with,
Do you know who it is I was just talking to?
No, sir.
You don't know who it is I was just talking to?
No, I just heard that the phone was on hold, so I picked it up.
Okay, well, I was just talking to someone there, and he went to the men's room, and he didn't wash his hands when he came out, and I saw it. I have proof and everything.
One of our employees did that?
Yeah. He went to the bathroom. He went inside the bathroom, and he came out, and he hadn't washed his hands. And he admitted it on everything. He said, I asked him on the phone, and he said, yeah, I didn't wash my hands. I went to inside the bathroom, and I came outside of the bathroom, and I didn't wash my hands, he said.
Well, if you'd like to come over here and show me your proof, I'd love to see it.
Well, it's him. He said it. I have him on the phone.
I don't know who he is.
Find out. Go find out. You need to take care of this. You need to take care of this. You.
I will take care of it.
I command you to take care of it now.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for calling. I appreciate it.
Listen, I'm a man. I'm telling you. You have to. Motherfucker. Motherfucker, I said you have to. I'm a man. That was a waste of a hold. Bloom, 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 bloom. He did say he went into the bathroom, came out, and didn't wash his hands. I'm not lying.
Tableside assorted side dishes, such as fried bananas prepared with a hint of cinnamon and sugar,
bananas,
garlic, potatoes, and the always hard to resist cheese bread. Make sure you try out our award-winning dessert.
When did Texas Day Brazil have bread and bananas and shit?
Of liqueurs, rare wine.
It was always just their pasta bar, salad bar, and the big-ass meat.
Steakhouse that even vegetarians will love.
I gotta get back up in that motherfucker. Bump, 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 bump. Conga.
Good evening. Thank you for calling.
Hey! Hey! How you doing, little girl?
Good. How are you?
Little honey baby, how are you? That's good. That's good.
Sir, how can I...
What? She hung up on me. Either that or I ran out of credit. I think I ran out of credit. I might have to buy some Mo.
Yeah. Good evening. Thank you for calling Texas State Brazil Denver. This is Christina. How may I assist you?
I'm in the amniotic fluid over here.
What?
I'm in the amniotic fluid.
Excuse me?
I'm in the amniotic fluid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys take...
are given the option to relax and enjoy our special
she didn't hang up.
Pecorinha, or head directly to Texas to Brazil's extravagant 50-item seasonal salad area. Your all-you-can-eat dining experience is only heightened as a troop of carvers roam the restaurant, offering various cuts of beef, chicken, lamb, pork, and Brazilian...
I ain't gonna hold for that motherfucking shit. Yeah. Okay, guys, it's amniotic. I'm sorry, all right? I'm sorry. I was publicly educated in Florida. Enough said. Thank you. Leave me alone. We didn't learn about sexual organs in Florida, in a red state like Florida, in school. The hell's wrong with this song? God, Pink Floyd. Fucking killing me, motherfuckers. Do some Dark Side of the Moon machine. Let me order them here by track. Before I get 1,000 messages. They're out of order. They're paying them out of order. I'm sloth. I'm white. I'm sloth. I've been on an hour and 49 minutes. Not bad, not bad.
Thank you for calling MZ Suites, Denver Stapleton. This is John. May I help you?
How many toilets in the room?
Toilets?
Yeah.
Just one.
Just one per room?
Correct.
It's nice toilet?
Relatively speaking, yes.
Okay. All right. Like a white kind of toilet, or is it colored granite?
Yes.
Okay. And what? You can sit down on it. I can either leave the door open or closed, right? It'll still work.
That's correct.
Okay, so let's say I walk in, I unbutton my pants, I pull down my pants and my underwear, and then I actually sit on the toilet with the lid up, but the seat down. So I'll sit on the toilet seat itself, right? And my the back of my thighs and my buttocks will be on it, on the actual seat itself. Right? Hello? What the fuck? Yeah, I'm from Asia. We don't have these kinds of European style toilets.
Thank you for calling MC Suites, Denver Stapleton. This is Brian. I may help you.
I said actually sit on the seat, right?
I'm sorry, what's that?
I actually sit on the toilet seat, on the bowl itself. I sit on it. I don't squat over it. I don't, like, stand both feet on it and squat. I actually sit down on it.
What are you talking about, sir?
The toilet in the room.
Yeah, it's an actual toilet, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a European-style toilet, right?
No, it's not a European-style toilet, no, sir.
American-style, let's say.
That's correct.
Because where I'm from, in Asia, East Asia, then you actually squat on it, you know? You actually sit...
No, that's... Yeah, this is an East Asia, sir. It's an actual toilet seat. Yes, sir.
Sit on it, and then what you do is, let's say, you release your bowels, you push out the feces from your colon, and it comes...
Yeah, that's correct.
Into the water.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, and then you use bunches of the toilet paper. You can use bunches or you cut into squares. It doesn't matter.
I'm going to put you on hold, okay? Thank you.
For how long?
Just for 1 minute. I don't know what you're asking here. Yeah, we have regular toilets here.
Yeah, but can I just finish this so that I can get off the line and get to my business?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we have regular toilet paper, too.
But I can use bunches or rip it in pieces or fold it however I like, right?
You can make origami out of it, too, if you'd like. Yes, sir.
Is that because I'm East Asian you're going to say that?
No. I'm just, I don't know.
Don't be rude.
I don't understand.
Don't be nasty. Okay. And then it's basically a wiping from front to back, right? So you don't get the feces, the remnants, like on your testicles or your perineum?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then you just keep doing that with fresh paper until you notice there's no more remnants on the paper itself. And that goes with the feces in the water inside the toilet receptacle in the bowl itself, right?
Hold one moment, please.
Okay.
At the Embassy Suites Denver Stapleton, our amenities extend beyond just your in-suite comforts. Getting the ideal location for that important business meeting or social function is crucial to a successful event. Which is why the Embassy Suites Denver Stapleton Hotel has a wealth of different rooms in various shapes and sizes. With over 8,500 square feet of flexible meeting space, we're confident our Denver hotel is perfect for your luncheon, reunion, graduation party, and wedding. Nestled in the business district, the Embassy Suites Denver Stapleton is the ideal location to hold your corporate meetings, with anywhere from 3 people to upwards of 200 people in a classroom setting. We know that every meeting is different, so we make sure we can adapt to suit your individual needs. Whether you're looking to make a booking for a corporate event or something truly special, like your wedding reception, our Denver Stapleton Hotel can arrange it. You lunch and dinner in a relaxed atrium setting. Our menu includes fire grilled steaks and chicken, fresh salad, and lots of sandwiches, and our famous pizza. Come in and see us in Northfield's American Bar and Grill. Not the hotel restaurant. Thanks for holding. We'll be... ceremony, or a special event, let our sales and experts help you plan your special event. Call and set up time to tour the hotel. We're here for you. Thank you for holding.
This is too much holding, motherfucker. I'm gonna call back, motherfucker. Fuck your holding. Well, I guess we're not gonna get to finish our feces explanation. It was getting close. Hello? He picked up. He heard me. Bitch. Yeah, I was getting to the point where I was going to flush. And that's when you finish that game. The game is to get all the way until you get to the part where you flush. And then you win. And you can go for extra points if you start describing how the feces is going to go through the sewer system and everything. Yep. It's called the feces game. You can do that anywhere. Usually restaurants and hotels are the easiest to get away with it. Yeah, that's a new game I came up with. We also have the Lowe's lottery game, which everyone gets to join in on when we play. That's always fun. Yeah, somehow, like, my underwear, my boxers, they got, like, a rip in the front, in the crotch, and, like, when I sit down now, my testicles and my penis come out.
In cultural experiences, the Intercontinental San Francisco's cool blue exterior offers you as many reasons to stay inside as...
I'll call back. I don't know why I went into that explanation. But true story, yeah, my dick and balls are hanging out right now. I need to speak to a guest, Mr. Victor Ciccone.
Ciccone?
Uh-huh. C-I-C-C-O-N-E, like kick cone. Victor?
One moment.
Culo. Culo. A culo.
I'm sorry, what's the last name, sir?
C-I-C-C-O-N-E.
I don't have that guess there.
Maybe he's under his friend's name, Labia. L-A-B-I-A.
That's the last name? Yeah. L-A-B-S?
No, L-A-B-I-A.
And the first name?
Vulva, V-U-L-V-A.
No, I don't have anybody with that name.
All right. What about clitoris? Do you have that name?
How?
C-L-I-T-O-R-U-S.
Nothing.
Okay. Do you have pubic? P-U-B-I-C?
One mom.
At our spa at Intercontinental.
She looked up. Vulva.
Hello?
Hello, is that Mr. Pubic?
Pubic? Yeah, this is Mr. Pubic.
Okay, what are you doing?
I'm fucking your mom.
You motherfucker, you. You fucking little motherfucker.
Hey, what's this?
It's Victor.
Who else is Victor?
Victor Ciccone, I'm a guest here.
Victor Ciccone?
Uh-huh, I'm a guest. I'm on the fourth floor.
We don't have any guests on the fourth floor.
Okay, I'm here, though. You want to come masturbate with me?
You're a fucking faggot.
I am.
That's gay as hell.
I am.
Man.
Look, I'm wearing a dress. Right,
you're wearing a dress? Fourth mm-hmm. floor?
What's your name, Caesar?
Huh?
What's your name, Caesar?
Nah, it's...
Louis?
Huh?
Louis, what's your last name, Gonzalez?
Nah.
Lopez? What is it? Rodriguez?
Why, do I sound Latin?
Yeah.
Yes, it's something like that.
All right, yeah, okay. All right, honey.
Go ahead, this is amusing, go ahead.
All right, honey, baby. No, it's not, it's boring. I'm bored with it now.
Yeah,
no, I only like it like when the people get angry, you know?
Well, I'm born at a job, I'm not going to get bored, I'm going to take this amusing.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, you got to work late tonight?
The fuck, that sounds like gay. You ain't gonna work till
11. Dude, you're in San Francisco and you say gay and faggot like that? You gotta be careful, man.
Fuck them.
I know, yeah, fuck them, but
hey,
I mean,
gotta go.
You gotta watch your back, man. You don't wanna say something, you get in trouble, you know?
It's ridiculous, man. Right. I gotta go.
Alright, buddy. I thought he was bored. I was gonna talk with him for a while. Whatever. Thanks.
Disneyland Hotel. For room reservations at the Disneyland Resort, please press 1.
For information about Disneyland Park or Disney California Adventure Park, press 2. To be connected to a hotel operator, press 3. Or remain on the line.
Our hotel operators are currently assisting other guests. Please hold for the next
Those are some of the terrifying sounds that fall from the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. You can hear it on the official Walt Disney World and Disneyland albums, along with another Disney attraction that you'll be falling for, Splash Mountain at Disneyland Park and Magic Kingdom Park at Walt Disney World Resort. Here are Br'er Rabbit and his pals, direct from their laughing place.
Wonderful game.
That was a musical medley from Splash Mountain, the wild and whimsical attraction at both Disneyland Park in California
It's a racist
and Magic Kingdom Park in Florida. Thanks for holding with us here at Disney Parks while a cast member gets on the line with you in a moment. I know it can be tough to be on hold, but you know what? It's tough to be a bug, too. That's what Flick and his friends prove every day in the laugh-filled 3D attraction inspired by Disney Pixar's A Bug's Life at Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park and at Disney California Adventure Park. We're
Thank you for calling the Disneyland Hotel. My name is Annette. May I have your last name, please?
Hi, beautiful. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I need to be transferred to a guest room.
What is the room number?
I'm not sure. I have the name.
Okay, what's the last name?
Bohensky.
Can you spell that for me?
B-O-H-E-N-S-K-Y. Mm-hmm.
And the first name?
Hopefully it's under Colleen.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Mark Shepard with the front desk. Is that Mr. Bohensky?
Yes. This is Mr. Bohensky, yes.
Okay, is Colleen there? We have a complaint about her.
Okay, hold on. Somebody complained.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is that Colleen?
Yes.
This is Mr. Mark Shepard, and I'm calling from the front desk. I hope you're having a magical day so far.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with the black team. We handle situations where our guests are being rowdy or unruly or not being respectful. Okay. Apparently your child, or I think you have some children there that were being really loud and yelling. They said curse words to an older lady in the hallway.
That would not be my children.
And then apparently you exposed your sexual organs inside the bathroom.
No.
We can see you and your children making a lot of noise on the camera inside your room. We're watching you right now. And there's been like a lot of yelling and carrying on there. We just want to make sure we don't have any trouble with you people.
Excuse me?
We want to make sure that we don't have any trouble with you people.
I'll come down to the front desk right now and speak to
you. Right away. Uh-oh. Disney's gonna be mad at me. Your kids are too loud at Disney. Poor kids, probably all excited. They just checked in. Yay, Disney! Screw in their vacation. Come on back on Jazz Machine. Oh, I'm on. Oops, shuffle. Let's turn that off.
Hotel, perfect for small children, 11 and...
Thank you for calling. Your call may be recorded for training and quality assurance purposes.
Tired of holding there. Next one.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Windsor Arms Hotel. This is Kevin. How may I assist you?
Meep, meep. Hello?
Yes, this is the Windsor Arms Hotel. How may I assist you?
Oh, great. Yes, hi. I needed to be transferred to Chrissy Newton. She should be a guest there.
And how do you spell your last name, sir?
N-E-W Tun.
Okay, perfect. Just give me a second here and I'll check.
Okay. She's a big girl. That's why they call her that.
Sir, I don't have any reservation nor a guest under that name here at the hotel.
What a fucking cunt. You know?
I'm sorry?
She's a fucking bitch.
Okay, thank you for calling, sir.
Motherfucker. Oh, sorry? I have a stutter. Oh, quad tons in one. Brittany.
Hello.
Hi. I need to talk to a room, a guest in a room.
What, who are you looking for?
Reagan, like the president. First name Joel.
All right, give me 1 second. I'll transfer you, okay?
All right, sweetie. Thank you.
reached voicemail. Please begin talking after...
You reached voicemail. Leave message. Thank you. You're speaking in Native American. I'm done with hotel guests for now. Yeah. Fucking good song, man. I don't know if this is normal in other parts of the country, but the planetarium in Orlando, the Science Center, every year they have a laser light show that's choreographed with Pink Floyd off the wall. Oh, it's so fucking cool, man. I did it a few times. Every summer. No, bullshit. Every fall around Thanksgiving they do it for a few weeks. This song is really cool. I don't know if this is a local thing or not. Let me look that up. What the hell? Why not, guys, huh? Okay, that's Pink Floyd, Orlando. Laser shows. Here we go. Yeah, the Pink Floyd Experience, Dark Side of the Moon. It was always really cool, though. People would go high and shit all the time. I know people that went high, like, to Disney and stuff. Apparently, it's crazy, and it being that I was just calling Disney earlier. I never did it, but I think Andy, my friend, used to do the show with me. He said he tripped at Epcot Center a few times. But that's a common thing in Orlando. The locals will do. You go do acid and go to Disney or... Epcot. Apparently Disney's really cool if you're tripping. I can imagine some of that shit, like some of the rides, if you were tripping, like fucking Peter Pan, the fucking ride would be fucking nuts. The teacups would be fucking nuts, man. I did acid once in my life. It was pretty fun. I did it at a football game that I was playing in high school. Yeah, but that wasn't a good idea. It was fun, but... It was a really bad idea. Never again. That's it. That's all I did. And other than smoke a lot of weed in my life. That's it. I've never done coke. I've never. No, that's it. I don't think. I haven't done shrooms. Nothing like that. No other psychedelics. Other than, like, I've been on morphine for surgeries that I've had in the last 2 years. And pain meds, you know. Like right now for my ankle injury. I did. I was on pain meds. Not anymore, but I was for a while. Anyway. I think shrooms might be fun. I would like to try. I almost said I would love to try it now. But I would, maybe. If I knew what I was getting myself into, I might. I think for that kind of stuff, you have to have a buddy, right? Isn't it? Oh, yeah, I smoked that K2 shit a few times when it first came out, when it was legal. When you used to be able to buy it, like, at a gas station, no problems asked. At least in Florida, it was like that. I smoked it a few times. Yeah. I think, like, about 2 containers of it. Yeah, I smoked it with Artie. Evil Artie, the guy that hangs out on the show sometimes. But he went nuts with it. He was like super into it for a while. Well, you guys, he was doing, remember we were doing a show once and he called from that Walmart parking lot. He was smoking it with some girl and she freaked out and had to call an ambulance to the Walmart parking lot where they were smoking fake weed. Yeah, he had to throw, yeah, that's right, Anchors. He threw his shit over the fence, and then he went back for it. Because you remember, if I remember correctly, he was calling, like, he didn't know if he should go to the hospital with her. He's like, he didn't. He, like, ditched her. And then he's like, oh, shit, her friend's texting me right now, asking who the fuck am I. Oh, man. That was fun. Fucking Artie, man. DZ Jackson. See, no, that was actually weed. He drove out from Volusia County, the UCF, to pick up a girl on a date to go to the sushi place in Longwood. So he drove about 30 minutes into Orlando to go pick her up, to drive, you know, like 15 minutes to go to the sushi place. And the entire ride to the sushi place, he smoked weed in front of her as he was driving with a girl he had never met before who didn't smoke pot, wasn't okay with it. And it was their first date. And then he wondered why she didn't call him after that. Like, dude. That guy, man. Something else. It's just like, if that doesn't scream, I don't have any self-control or maturity. Great first impression on a woman. I'm going to smoke these drugs right in front of you while I drive. And you're totally not drug friendly. I don't know why she didn't call back. I don't know why she doesn't want to hang up. No wonder, Art. God. Facebookers either. I've been kind of thin on the pranks here the last few minutes. What's going on? I'm not paying attention. I like to be here when I can. When I come home, cold and tired. Hey, dude, it's almost 9 o'clock, sir. Alright, one more call and I'm out of here. Just because I made you guys wait a long time here between calls. I'm gonna play some Nintendo. Oh, yeah. Yeah, how many toilets is in the room?
One.
Just one? All right. Does it have a door for the toilets?
It's in, like, the bathroom.
Okay, but I can leave the door open. It'll still work, right?
Yeah.
The light still goes on with the door open?
Yep.
All right, so let's say I can just go in and I unbutton my pants and pull down my pants on my underwear. I didn't get far at all with that one. Damn it. I love that game, but it's hard to play. I guess women. They're like, ew, 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 ew. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here. I don't think anyone else is on tonight. Tomorrow, I guess we should all expect Mr. Sloth with science. And I understand Ken will be filling for the vacationing Jayad on Friday with his pilot episode. Premiere episode of his show. I believe it's called Swinging Mops with Dwight. I think that's the name he came up with. But that'll be on Friday. And I'm sure there'll be some weekend happenings here on this stupid network that's ruining my life. Thank you.